we begin, everybody, with a new study that proves laughter truly is the best medicine.
There is a new medical study that links air pollution to autism and schizophrenia.
Half of Americans buy into medical conspiracy theories.
1 week, red wine full of antioxidants is so good for you. The next week, you somehow seem to be toying with death.
As you know, the aim of this program is to provide you with health news you can use. But something that I'd like you to think about is where that news comes from and why that should matter to you. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're discussing truth in medical publishing.
Support for Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine comes from UK Healthcare's Transplant Center, which this year celebrates its 50th anniversary. Learn more about UK's comprehensive transplant care at 257-1000 or visiting ukhealthcare.uky.edu.
With 24-hour news cycles picking up on every shred of new information, you can see the potential danger here. I recently had a conversation with Jeffrey Beal, scholarly communications librarian at the University of Colorado, Denver, who has made it part of his life's work to shine a spotlight on invalid, non-scientific communication.
Bogus articles that don't go through a proper peer review are being accepted and published in what appear to be scholarly journals, and this can have a very negative effect on science itself and on the communication of science because research is cumulative and new research builds on the research that's already recorded in the academic record. So when junk science gets in the mix, it could have a lot of negative effects downstream.
I asked Jeffrey why the publishing of suspect material seems to be happening more often.
The motive is profit. There's a new publishing model that started in around 2008 is when it began to really take off, and it's called the Gold Open Access model. Now, the advantage of the model is that the papers are open access, and libraries and individuals don't have to pay to access the content. The way it's financed is by charges made to the authors, the scholarly authors, upon acceptance of their manuscripts. So there's a built-in conflict of interest in this model because the more papers a publisher accepts, the more money it makes.
Jeffrey says some otherwise intelligent and respected scientists have fallen prey to such shady behavior.
The predatory publishers are very good at appearing like legitimate publishers. They're counterfeit in many ways. So while there are complicit authors, there are also many scholarly authors who are victims of these publishers. They're fooled by them, and they end up submitting their papers and then paying the article processing charges to get the papers published.
So how does a medical professional avoid falling into the trap? Jeffrey says it should be on their radar early in their training.
In the library world, we call that information literacy, and graduate students, medical students as well, often are victims of the predatory publishers. They want to target those because they're the ones most unfamiliar with the scholarly publishing process. And as soon as somebody's name appears on a website that ends in .edu, their email is likely to be harvested and they'll likely be receiving spam from the predatory publishers. And they also are very clever in the way they spam. If somebody has published one paper, they'll write a spam email to that person praising the paper and inviting another one. And to a young researcher, this type of pandering is very, very effective.
The bottom line, physicians, patients, and journalists are similar. Check the facts, check the evidence, and check the source. With health news I hope you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.